Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him, and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and took the reed, and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Warren Wirth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Barabbas, his name in Aramaic means son of the father. But what father would ever want to claim a son like Barabbas? Matthew calls him a notorious prisoner. Mark and Luke tell us that he was a rebel who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and for murder. He was on death row for his crimes, crimes that he had committed against God. He deserved to die, to be put to death in a shameful, brutal, bloody, public execution. The world would be better off without him. Jesus. His name means the Lord saves. He truly was and is the Son of the Father, true Son of the Heavenly Father, Son of the living and true God. Jesus was conceived and born without the taint of sin. Although he was tempted in all points as we are, yet he remained perfectly holy and sinless, never once giving in to temptation, never once disobeying the holy will of his Heavenly Father. But now it is Jesus who is on trial before the one man who could release him, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea. The unbelieving Jewish religious leaders had plotted to have Jesus put to death, but they could not have him executed without Pilate's okay. Pilate can see that Jesus is innocent. He has done nothing deserving of death. Pilate knows that Jesus was handed over only out of envy on the part of his enemies. And Pilate's wife even sends him word to have nothing to do with that righteous man, "for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." So Pilate tries a political move that he thinks will satisfy the desire of the Jewish religious leaders to shame, punish, and discredit Jesus on the one hand, but set Jesus free on the other hand. Since Pilate was accustomed to release one prisoner to the Jews every year at Passover, he offered them an easy choice. Shall I release for you a murderer or your Messiah? To his shock and dismay, the crowd demanded that the murderer be set free and that Jesus, the Messiah, should be crucified. Only the gracious heart of the Heavenly Father could take this outrageous act of human hate and injustice and turn it on its head. Only the perfect gospel plan of the holy and merciful God could bring the most magnificent good out of this most malevolent evil. The sinless Son of God goes willingly to the cross, suffering shame and spitting, the pain of scourging and scoffing, the thorns, the lash, the nails, and most unthinkable of all, to be forsaken by God, so that a sinner, no, all sinners, might be set free. You see, it wasn't just Barabbas who was on death's row. It wasn't just Barabbas who deserved to suffer and die for his crimes. You and I also have rebelled against a holy and righteous God. We too truly deserve his anger, condemnation, and punishment. We deserve to be cast out of his sight forever in hell. But the amazing love of the Heavenly Father planned, promised, and provided salvation for sinners. And that salvation came in Jesus, the suffering Son of the true Heavenly Father, who took our place on the cross. The prophet Isaiah rightly says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, and with his stripes we are healed." Pilate washed his hands in vain. He could not remove the guilt of innocent blood that stained him. The hateful mob cried out, "His blood be on us and on our children," not realizing the true everlasting meaning of those words. Those who hardened their hearts in impenitence and unbelief, the anger and punishment of God will destroy them because of their shedding of the blood of the sinless Son of God. But for all those whose hearts are crushed by the awful awareness of their sinful guilt, and now confess their sins and cry out to God in repentance and faith, seeking his mercy, the holy, precious blood of Jesus provides cleansing, healing, forgiveness, comfort, and relief. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And in the water of holy baptism, God, our loving Heavenly Father, forgives all our sins and makes us his own dear children, sons and daughters of the true Heavenly Father, and heirs of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Redeemer. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor Warren Wirth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.